This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. Not 90% off, no, 25% off your purchase. Still, it's a good amount of money. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, people. Got the NFL up there this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an investor talking. A game launches after 5 years of early access. And the developer says, I'm sorry, but we begin with what just dropped at 11 o'clock Eastern Time today. And that is the announcement of PlayStation 5 Pro. It has been officially announced and it will launch this November. So there's going to be some upgrades to it, obviously, which includes an upgraded GPU, an advanced ray tracing, and an AI-driven upscaling. So AI will be a part of this. Now, according to HardcoreGamer.com, all the games for the PlayStation 5 will be compatible with PlayStation 5 Pro. That includes older titles, which will need to be patched to support the new features. Now, Hardcore Gamer did give some of the titles, but so did Dot Esports, and they basically gave the same list. So it's going to have Alan Wake 2, Assassin's Creed Shadows, Bloodborne, Demon's Souls, Dragon's Dogma 2, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Gran Turismo 7, Hogwarts Legacy, Horizon Forbidden West, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Spider-Man 2, The Crew Motorfest, The First Descendant, and The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered. But do note, it's going to have every single PlayStation 5 game. So if you have a PlayStation 5 and you want the PlayStation 5 Pro, it'll be on, so long as they're downloaded, it'll be on your PlayStation account. Now, the price was also announced, and that will be $700. We will indeed talk about this on the weekly show. Just keep in mind, the PlayStation 5 Pro does include a 2 terabyte SSD already installed, along with the updated graphics card and the upgraded GPU. So there is all that. Now, if you think that there should be more games out there, one of the former Sony presidents said, don't blame anyone for the layoffs. So, the former Sony Computer Entertainment Europe president, Chris Deering, was doing the talking. And he was on the My Perfect Console podcast. And he was asked about his take on the state of the games industry. And he said, quote, it's painful. I don't think it's greed. I think it's just an over-exuberance that was kindled and fueled by the knock-on effect of the pandemic and the supply chain restrictions that followed. Now, he was the president of the Sony Computer Entertainment Europe from 1995 to 2005. He was looking at the current state of the industry through the lens that he had experience about, and he knew that the managers were stressing about it. But then he was also talking about the layoffs that happened afterward because of everything that happened after the pandemic. So here's what he said about that, quote, it's still where the action is, and it's still like the pandemic. But now you're going to have to figure out how to get through it. Drive an Uber or whatever, go off to find a cheap place to live and go to the beach for a year, but keep up with your news and keep up with it. Because once you get off the train, it's much harder. And he was talking about the people that got laid off. But is he right? You can let me know at Joe Brums. Now we get to some Blizzard news, because according to Wowhead, Blizzard was banning players that was exploiting the reputation and gave them some 4-day bans. And here's what Rilo said on Twitter about this, quote, really about time that it's no longer worth exploiting. I don't even mean to point fingers at anyone because there are so many small things. It's always worth abusing because the punishment isn't enough. People need to be scared of losing their account when exploiting. Well, I guess they did something about it, LOL. Don't really agree with getting that two-pack quest once it's enough to get caught in the crossfire compared to what others did. But oh well, guess I can't complain because he got banned. And that was with the race for world first, the Nuremberg Palace. And the heroic week begins tomorrow. Here comes the race to world first, part one. And some players were, according to the bans are being handed out, who exploited the excess reputation gains. And they're only for about 4 days. So that could have some repercussions in the race. We shall see what happens. Drama and WoW. Drama might be here too. Grand Theft Auto 6 was rumored yesterday that it'll be delayed. But according to PSU.com, Jason Schreier said, you want to bet? So Jason Schreier did talk to some Rockstar employees who did say that they have not heard of any Grand Theft Auto 6 delay. But the rumors were spreading over the weekend that the upcoming game will be pushed to 2026. And we know that the Bloomberg reporter did say that the GTA 6 could still be delayed due to its ambitious nature, quote from the article. But he did talk to his sources about it, and his sources did say that they're still on track for 2025. So we'll see. We shall see. I know you're invested into that. I know a lot of you are invested into GTA 6, but if you're a Ubisoft investor, one of them had an open letter which had some dissatisfaction with the company performance. Now, we do not know. Well, we know now that the said letter came from Gerard Krupa, the Slovakian. It's a Slovakian hedge fund from the Edge Investments and Partners. And the letter did come in 2 weeks after the Ubisoft had a second fall in stock because of what happened with Star Wars Outlaws. And this week did fall another 7.1%. Now, Krupa is a minority stockholder in the company, but he still had an open letter, and he also had a proposal for change that was reported by GameIndustry.biz. So here's what the letter said. Quote, as significant minority shareholder in Ubisoft Entertainment via AJ Investments and our partners, we're writing to express our deep dissatisfaction with the current performance and strategic direction of the company. The recent quality results, which included postponement of key games like Rainbow Six Siege and Division into 2025 lineup and lowered revenue outlook for quarter 2 2024, have heightened our concern about management's ability to deliver values to shareholders over the long term. Share price of Ubisoft have decreased by more than 40% over the last year compared to the rise of competitors and indexes. Further quote, management is focused on pleasing investors with beating quarterly results and not focusing on long-term strategy to provide exceptional experience for the gamers. Now, Krupa did say that the board should consider taking Ubisoft private. That way they could address issues away from the public market pressures and not to block a potential takeover. Some of the other proposals include some staff optimization with more layoffs and more focus on the core IPs and some changes to management. We'll see what happens there. Now, we get to somebody who said, I'm sorry. And that was, according to GamesRadar.com, Masahiro Sakurai, and I do apologize if I butchered the name, because he did make Super Smash Brothers, and he wanted to apologize to the people that played thousands of hours in the game. So he said, quote, playtime, especially how it's conceived before starting a game, is better thought as a cost of sorts. Further quote, in the modern world, you're consistently competing with everyone else. It's a battle for people's time. Even if someone has a lot of free time on their hands, that means something different now than it did in the past. There are always things to do. The question is, how do people choose to spend the time? So how do you spend your time? Once again, I'm at Joe Brums. I'm saying that a lot today. That's okay. We'll get into the esports corner a bit. Though, they're talking about things that are coming ahead of the League of Legends world. Now, on September 9th, Riot Games did release the Full Worlds 2024 calendar on Twitter. And the event begins with a pick'em on September 18th for the play-in game, or play-in stage. It is a prediction game that will test the League of Legends fans with esports knowledge. And we'll have prizes for the people who guess the questions correctly. Riot will also release the official Worlds 2024 anthem at that time. And right now, according to Dot Esports, they're thinking that Linkin Park may be the front runner to headline the ceremony. League of Legends was up on Twitter and said, quote, "Clear your schedule. This is your calendar now. Get ready for everything that Worlds 2024 has to offer. Things kick off this month, leading us to the finals and opening ceremony on November 2nd. It's quite the calendar, because September 18th to 24th, or the 24th has to pick 'em. Worlds 2024 Anthem is September 24th. There's a patch coming in, 14.19, September 25th. And from September 25th to the 29th is the play-in stage. October 3rd to the 7th and the 10th to the 13th is the Swiss stage. October 17th to the 20th is the quarterfinals. October 23rd is patch 14.21. October 27th, or 26th and 27th are the semifinals. October 31st to November 2nd is FanFest. And the opening ceremony and the finals are on November 2nd. Maybe you could watch all that stuff in your new PC monitor. PC Games End did say that there's a 24Hz Samsung gaming monitor that is on sale right now, and that is the Samsung Odyssey G4, which has a 240Hz refresh rate for $180. It's up on Amazon. It's 25 inches, so it's a decent size. It's about what I got. So if you want a new monitor, something small, there you go. Now we go to Gamatsu, because there's a side-scrolling action platformer, Space Adventure Cobra, that is coming to all the consoles and PC. And there you will play as a space pirate named Cobra in the action platformer that has come from an anime series. There's also Lady Amarud, and that is your loyal partner. And there'll be some other things too, but I hope that's satisfactory for you, because Eurogamer did say that Satisfactory will launch the full version of the game after 5 years of early access. And it's version 1.0 on PC. And Satisfactory is a first-person game where players construct a huge factory in an open alien world. So if you want to construct your own factory, it is up on PC. Consoles will have to wait. We're not sure how long they'll have to wait. I don't see a date, but they'll have to wait. And you will have to wait for us. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.